Hey guys, so some of you were asking how I do my stretch soda tab bracelets, so I figured I'd do a tutorial on them. What you're gonna need is soda tabs, obviously. I have some colored ones here just for examples. I don't have many of them because they are from really rare drinks, like energy drinks, and I think this one might have been Cheerwine and this might have been a Sprite or something when they still did colored tabs. So these aren't painted. I've heard of people using nail polish and spray painting them and whatnot, but these are actually just colored tabs that are anodized, I think it's called. So okay, on top of the tabs, you're gonna need some flexible string. I'm using Flexrex, which is kind of like Rex Lace. It's just stretchy. But if you want to, you can use elastic cord or stretch magic, I guess would work as well. You're gonna want some super glue. I like the gel version. What else? What else? What else? I haven't made a tutorial in a really long time, so I'm just like out of it. An office clip might be helpful for some of you. It will keep the tabs together and the string held. Kind of acts as a third hand. So, if you aren't lucky enough to be born with a third hand, then that might work too. Okay, so you're taking your tab and you're taking your string, which is folded. So, like I said, 40 inches folded. And you're gonna hold your tab. Actually, I could zoom in a little. That might be more helpful. Okay, move these out of the way. Awesome. Okay, so you got your tab and you're sticking the tails through like that. And then pulling until you get to the end where it's looped. And then you're gonna pick up your next tab, and what we're gonna do is this one is situated like this. Now you want it to be like this. Okay, so just kinda line them up like that. And what we're doing is flinging tabs around. What we're doing is coming up through the back holes. So I'm gonna try to be very careful and show you exactly what I'm doing, because it is kind of hard since these are pretty small. Coming up through the back. So you have, get out of my way. You have this tab, you have the back of the other tab, and then you have this hole. You're coming up through like that. All right, now you have to do that with the other one. So you're up through that hole, and then you have to come through underneath there. So coming up here, and then under there. Now you should have something that looks like that. Right, now that last tab was facing this way, so we're flipping it again. So it's like that. It's the same way as the blue one. And this is where you have the option to either make it X's, or as you can see in the back, straight. So straight, you would just go straight across. If this stuff would get out of my way, you go straight across there and pull down, and straight across over here and pull down, and then you'd have the straight version. Or you go across, across like that, and then across like that, and you get the nifty X. And the back is actually going to be the straight version, so it will be reversible. I actually prefer doing it that way, just because it gives a little more interest. All right, so like I said, this way, like the green one, you're flipping it like that. And you're going behind. And then you're coming up through. And then again with this one. You're coming behind and up through. Alright, now at this point, you're going to want to pull away a little bit to give yourself some leeway. And this is where this clip comes in handy. So I just kind of clip the string down onto that tab, just so when you pull back this way, it won't come undone. This is going to help you make that little knot right there. That will keep your bracelet looking seamless all the way around, except on the back. So, that's all there is. Some people just use elastic and make a knot, and that's fine, but I kind of like the look of this and how it does look seamless, so. That's what I'm going to attempt to show you. It's a little tricky, so hopefully I'll be able to. Alright, so back to this. Last one is like that. So this one goes like this. So if you notice a trend, all the ones on the back are facing the same direction. All the ones on the front are facing the same direction. And they're kind of sandwiching each other. So all the sharp parts are hidden down there so you don't get cut. Alright, let's take this one. And again, if you were going straight across, you'd go up there and then down into that hole right there. But since we're doing the cross pattern, we're going to go down there. And again, down there. Alright, so there's the two, and there's the back. Now, we're taking another tab. Like I said, it's facing the same way. Then you're going to flip it so it's opposite. And you're going to go there, through, and up. And then you're going to do the same here, through, up, and grab it. So you got that. And last one. Again, the same position as all of these. And you're going down there. And then up. Like that. So there's the back, and there's the front. And if you notice, Flextrex will get a little twisted, so you kind of want to keep up after that as you're making it, because it's kind of hard to fix after the fact. But it's alright, because I'm not keeping this. I'll probably cut it apart later on. At this point, I'm just gonna have to switch to normal tabs, so hopefully you got the gist of it with the colored ones. Because I don't have many more. Alright, so. Straight up, like the other one. But you're not flipping that way. You're not flipping that way. Get it? Okay. It's like that, and you're flipping like that. And then you continue. So you go up through it, grab, up through it, and grab. And you take the next one and continue. So I'm gonna try to make this bracelet a little bit longer just so I can show you how to finish it. Alright, so that was the last tab, and as you can see, that one is facing upward, and the last one in the row is backwards. So what that means is when you flip them over, they will match up back to back. And this is where it gets a bit tricky. What you're going to want to do is take the loop and cut it open. And if you want to trim up the other side so they're more similar to the other side you just cut. Alright, now this is going to be really hard to show you guys. I mean, half the time I confuse myself trying to do this. So you're going to want to be looking at the back of the bracelet. So whatever you deem as the back, that's what you're going to want to do. Is just flip it over. So now we're looking at that side. This is the front, so the front is curled up inside. And if I recall correctly, all right, so now we're done, and we have our top one, which is facing upward, and our first one, rather, and our last one is opposite that. So when it curls over, it will sit properly. Okay, so what you're going to want to do is, if you want this to be the front, you're going to want to curl it in on itself like that, so you're looking at the back as you work. So what we're going to do is come through. Like I said, curled in on itself, so you're looking at the back, and you're going to want to go through and go through. And I cross those, so when you pull them, they'll be crossed underneath. Can't really see right now. It's a big mess, and this is kind of why I didn't really want to show anyone how to do it, because I'm not really sure if you guys will understand or not. So I cross them to go through that blue tab, and then I'm gonna go through this one like that. So that will hold those tabs together, and you'll have them situated like that then. So the back will have an X made back there. And I'm pretty sure lots of people are going to rage at me and get frustrated because they can't understand what I just did. So I'm going to try to do it one more time. If you can't get it, sorry. I'm not really too sure how to explain it since it is kind of weird, I guess, what I'm doing. So like I said, if you want this to be the front, you're going to make that the inside for right now. And what you do, you take the side that you finished off with, and you are going through the first one that you put on in an X fashion. What that means is bottom of this one to the top of this one, top of this one to the bottom of that one. And you are going sideways like that to make that X up in front. Don't bother checking, just trust yourself by going top to bottom, bottom to top, that it will form. And then go through this last loose tab. So go through the blue and then backtrack to go through the loose tab on this side. Undo your string here, and you will see something that looks like that. And now you will do your box stitch with these four strings. And I won't lie, this is kind of tricky. The clip comes in very handy. So I just gather my strings and kind of tighten them up. And I put the clip on the two tabs so the faces stay together. And then what you do, you make your box. So if you guys don't know how to make the box, I'll link you to a video on how to do that. Because now is really not the time to be learning that, because this is frustrating enough. But for those of you who already know, this should be a little easier. So, make your first box. Like that. And tighten it up a little bit. And then you could pick to do a barrel, box, whatever you want to do. I'm going to do a barrel just because the strings are situated in that position. And don't tighten this up quite yet. Just make it. And then what you're going to do is take your gel super glue. I prefer the gel because it doesn't run as much. And if you open up this knot a little bit, that first one we did, you're just going to put a little dollop of glue down there. Just close that bad boy back up. And then you're just going to tighten this top knot and make it as tight as possible. So this is two box knots right on top of one another. Like that. You can remove your clip now. And I'd give it about 5 minutes just to sit, just so that glue solidifies and does what it's supposed to. And then after you let it dry and it stops sticking to your hands, just cut off the tassels like so. It's sticking to my hands. This is cool. Only not. I hate super glue. Okay. There. So now what we have is that little knot up there. You can burn it a little bit if you have permission to use lighters and are competent in using them. And don't set yourself on fire or your house on fire. You just burn it a little bit and it'll tighten up that knot and make the loose ends a little bit melty so they don't feel so rough. And then when you flip it, one side will be a knot and the other side will be seamless, like that. So hopefully you guys understood. If not, I'm sorry. The confusion was a big part of why I really didn't want to do this tutorial, but since so many of you asked, I figure I'd try anyway. So yeah. There you have it. Bye guys.